This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. And on the show today, we have digital management solutions provider Lintramax. Now, if you haven't heard of Lintramax, they provide plantation management solutions designed to automate a plantation's operational processes, making them more efficient, controllable, and more cost-effective in the long run. They've also designed and created cloud-based systems and apps to help oil palm planters streamline work processes in their plantations. So Lintramax's goal is to digitalize agricultural practices. And to talk to us about just how they're faring with their goal is founder and managing director of Lintramax, Ko King Koon. So this was started 15 years ago. What inspired you to start the company?
Good to be here. Lintramax started actually was part of a project. And before this is a bit of history. 15 years ago, I left management consulting. I used to work as a management consultant. And the opportunity came upon myself, my brother's family, to develop some plantation in Sabah. So at a time where you were building the plantations and come to a stage where the scale of plantations is sizable enough, gets a little bit more complicated to manage. So with the since my background is management consulting, it was my responsibility to look for a system to manage. So to my surprise,
There was none. Right.
There was no system that meets our needs specifically for oil palm plantations in Malaysia. So I always call it the ignorant of youth. Maybe it's not that too difficult to build a system.
Right.
So Lintramax actually started as a project to build a system to manage our own plantations in Sabah.
Right. And is there any, the name Lintramax, any meaning to that name?
Not really. It happens to be at that point in time, we need companies to pay our development team.
Right.
And Lintramax was around, so we used bigger team. It was still originally was started to be intentionally for our own use.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we didn't really plan that much to commercialize it. But after we built it, we have people we know, companies who know about us, started to ask us to sell them or give them the product, the solution, the system that we built.
Mm-hmm.
And we started to selling the product.
Right. So the management consultant, you say, no, you're buying it.
You're buying it. That's correct. A lot of friends and companies, you know, say, can you give it to us? And I told them that I can't, but I can sell it to you.
Yeah.
We have a team to maintain.
Right.
So we have a development team, support team to maintain.
So now Lintramax, the company, how many people do you have working?
Lintramax is close to 70 people in three offices.
Okay.
BJ, Penang, as well as in Jakarta.
Right. And if a lot of people are not aware, right, I mean, in terms of oil palm plantations, Malaysia, Indonesia occupy 85% of the market.
That's correct.
Okay.
These two countries are the biggest producers of edible oil, specifically in palm oil in the world.
Yeah. Right. And then other countries would be?
Would be Papua New Guinea, Latin America, Thailand, and so forth. The rest of the world contribute to about 15% of oil palm production.
Okay. Now, your company tagline is Plantation Management Simplified. So how have you essentially simplified plantation management?
Traditionally, a lot of plantations are very manual, paper-based driven. And with paper-based and manual processes, the volume of transactions will come to a point that is too complex, too slow to manage. So once the operations or plantation operations get at certain scale, certain size, it's quite difficult to manage it just based on paperwork.
Okay. Okay, what actually happens in the process when you talk about, smallholders with plantations, what can be simplified in their everyday life?
For planters, the products that they produce, they can't really control in terms of price. It's dictated by world markets. So one thing that they have control is the cost, the input cost into productions. Second part is the efficiency, how well to utilize the resources to produce the goods. Now, under manual-driven processes, it's very difficult to monitor the cost quickly. Oftentimes, you need to tabulate the figures in terms of labor, material costs, vehicle costs.
And it's the Excel spreadsheet.
Excel spreadsheet, if you're lucky, if you have an Excel spreadsheet. Often we will see paper-based as well. By the time you get those information tabulated, prepare the accounts, is probably a month or two later.
Right.
So information toward decision making is slow.
Right.
Moreover, manual based system is bound to error intentionally or unintentionally. So it gives a lot of pressures to the management team to know whether those figures are real, whether it's up to date.
Okay. So with the solutions that you have, that decision making from 1 month is now reduced
within
to
days.
Okay, within days. Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, wow. That, so you can make very fast decisions as well.
In certain transactions, you probably can almost real time, you know, in terms of buying, delivery of goods and so forth.
Okay. And so, and now the company has grown over the years in terms of products and services. You got your company gems, your cloud-based systems, Quarto and Quarto Connect, right? So what are these products and how do they work?
Now, 2 years ago, we introduced Quarto to the market. It's the first cloud-based plantation management systems for oil palm industry in Malaysia and Indonesia. It's unlike traditional desktop applications, on-premise system, we call it. Cloud-based system doesn't require any very minimum setup cost for clients. There's no need for expensive service infrastructures. All they need is to subscribe to the service. So Quarto is delivered as software as service, a SaaS product with minimum startup costs. And this allows us to provide the service to a lot of small medium-sized plantations company,
right,
which is, they are, in terms of numbers, a majority in Malaysia.
Right.
A lot of companies probably would not have a big IT team.
If at all,
mm-hmm. if they have any. And Quarto allows them to quickly start up within a week or two. They have a world-class ERP system, plantation management system, that automates the whole lot of processes quickly.
Right. And Quarto Connect?
Quarto Connect, it gaps is a mobile-based applications that bridge the gap between what's going on in plantations and what to head office. A lot of plantations, for example, record keeping, instead of a paper-based or tablet-based, we use mobile.
Right.
So we use mobile to capture data, production data, harvesting data, workers' works data, and so forth, for example, on a mobile, and sync it back to Quarto. So basically a mobile-based data capturing system.
Okay.
You also incorporate technology like GPS to locational base, so you know where you have your crops, to monitor crops harvesting, crop dispatches, whether the crop has been delivered to buyer and so forth.
And now this system is not just applicable to oil palm plantations. You can work with other plants, other sorts of plantations as well.
Technically, yes. We also have clients who are in rubber, tea plantations. Oil palm, of course, is our main base, customer base.
Moving forward, is that it, to look at other types of plantations?
Definitely, definitely. We focus in an area we call tropical crops. Mm. So those who are commercial crops in within the tropical region.
Okay, and tropical crops, why tropical crops, we'll find out in just a moment. I'm here with Khoo Keng Koon, founder and managing director of Lintramax. You're listening to Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Business for Malaysia, BFM 89.9.
This is Enterprise. Good morning, Frida Liu here. I'm speaking to Khoo Keng Koon, founder and managing director of Lintramax. And Lintramax is a digital management solutions provider, providing plantation management solutions. And it goes beyond oil palm plantations, although that's the how it started, right? And then you were just saying a little earlier on, you got into tea plantations and rubber and all that. And tropical crops, what do you mean by that? I mean,
tropical crops are crops. The two bases of commercial crops that we see in the region will be rubber, as oil palm.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly, we've already mentioned we also have clients who are in paddy, paddy productions. So generally, these are the regions, these are crops that produce within the tropical countries,
right,
in Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand, and so forth.
Yeah, rice, huh?
Yep. Yeah. So these are the where we have a lot of expertise. We have a lot of competitive advantage in terms of knowledge.
Mm.
Malaysia is one of the leading producers and no doubt one of the knowledge-based leaders in oil palm cultivation and rubber as well.
Okay, how is that different from temperate crops? I mean, why can't you offer the solution to temperate crops?
Crops like oil palm has generally have a long planting cycle. From the moment you plant until you replant again, it's probably 23 to 25 years, if not longer. So the planting cycle is different. That it doesn't, along from cultivate, from new planting to mature, there are a fair bit of cultivation activities. So the generally, the way we manage the crop cycle is different.
Ah, okay. So, and then so the focus on the tropical crops. In terms of your market right now, your large part of your business, how much of it is Malaysian? How much of it is Indonesian?
Currently, it's about 60-40, 60% in Malaysia, 40% overseas. When we say Indonesia, we also include Papua New Guinea as well. So 60-40, 60% are Malaysia, 40% of our sales are foreign.
Right. And how has the market responded to your cloud-based systems?
It has been very positive, very good. Since we launched about 2 years ago, we have about 30 companies signed up for the product. And we're acquiring clients every month as well.
Okay. And what are the key challenges, you know, faced by a company in convincing planters to adopt modern methods?
Changing system, implementing systems, especially for companies who have never done before, in certain ways, changing the process of the management processes. So implementing a process is only part of the story. Managing the change in terms of management you're right. It's a big aspect, a big task within the implementation.
Right.
So this is typically what we encounter, and we also spend a lot of time to our team as well to educate our clients. The benefits, the advantage of doing something a little bit different through a process, through a more computerized processes rather than manual process.
Right. So in terms of your plantations, you manage from as small to how large?
Our client spectrum is very, very broad. We have we have clients who are small private owned family business, smallholders, all the way to some of the largest in the world.
Right.
Multinationals, own plantations company.
When you say small, how small? In terms of acreage or hectares?
The smallest clients we have is about 300 acres.
Okay.
That is small.
Oh, that's small, okay.
Yeah. To large would be 100,000 hectares.
Mm-hmm. In terms of competition for your products, are there many players in this space?
Not really. Being a local grown company, there are very few, if any, who specialize in vertical industry or palm industry like Lintramax.
Okay, so not much competition as well. And, you know, I know that a couple of years ago, you all received funding of 700,000 ringgit from MDEC, right? And was that used to develop the solutions?
The fund was called PCF Fund from MDEC to help us to build new product and market it. It was used for us to, we used it to fund the development of Quato.
Okay, yeah. And when you say PCF, what's that again?
PCF stands for Product Commercializations Fund.
Right. And if you you've got Malaysia and Indonesia, there's still a lot more opportunities within these two countries.
That's correct.
You're just barely scratching the surface.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. And a lot, in terms of marketing, how do you market a solution like this?
We are vertically focused solution vendor. So a lot of events, marketing efforts, we focus within the industry itself. So people who are outside our industry might not know about us, but within the plantations vertical industry, it is where we put most of our marketing effort.
Right.
And we have a direct sales team. We engage clients through our consultant as well, through some of these events, as well as consultation with them. Right. And generally, the clients, once a prospect sees what we do, how we help clients or similar clients achieve better productivity. The selling message is not that complicated, not that difficult.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So if you look at Malaysia, how many percent of the oil palm market would you have penetrated?
Currently, we have about 18% of the market.
Right.
In terms of whole planted area.
And that's already market leader.
Not sure if you call it market lead, but this is a position that we would like to grow further.
Right. So if you say 18% and if you don't have much competition, that what I'm trying to say is that 82% have still not digitized their plantations.
Correct. I think there's still a big chunk of a plantations operation that can be digitized.
Right. Is it cost that's holding them back?
I would say a lot of it has to do more of a mindset, education, and we always talk about digitizations, right? In manufacturing industry, we talk about industry 4.0 now. Mm. But in agriculture, no one even talk about agriculture 1.0, right? Mm. So a lot of technologies that we use in other industry, supply chain or even in analytics, can be used in a plantation agriculture. Mm. It's just that there are not a whole lot of concrete efforts to make it that this is it.
Yeah. And moving forward. So moving forward, yeah, what is Lintra Max's focus? Getting to 82% in Malaysia on board?
Definitely. Our goal moving forward is still to grow our market share and to make Lintra Max as the preferred choice for plantation industry. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, help a lot of small, medium-sized planters to achieve greater productivity.
All right. Thanks for being with us. Learned something new about the oil palm industry. Ko Keng Koon, founder and managing director of Lintra Max. You've been listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.